Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. Oh, good to be back in the building. Your host, I am him. And man, it's been a minute. It's been a minute ago. Sometimes I'll be missing y'all. I know y'all be missing me because I be fucking some shit, man.
I ain't missing you.
Man, we back, man. Y'all know who it is, man. It's Eric Cootie in the building.
You know what's going on.
About a minute in the building.
I'll
say, what's up? And y'all know, been a little hiatus, so I do that sometimes. Sometimes I'm on here week and a half straight. Sometimes I'm
on what they say, absence makes the heart grow fonder?
I mean, that's what they say.
I mean,
y'all
know days, you know. Just waiting on it.
We got a good show, though, today.
Sorry, by the way.
Man, got a good show, though. Man, Blueprint for Community Service. And the reason why I chose this particular show is because with the summer's about to break, there's going to be a lot of groups and, you know, little foundations that start to use the fact that they do community service to sell their sales. You know, that's just popular, you know, I guess it's more positioning out here. And I just want to give some blueprint or some telltale to what is considered community service. What is community service? Breakdown and how, you know, how it's really necessary, not just because it's really necessary. So, you know, that's where we at with it. You know, I tell people my idea, my fundamental idea for community service is if you're not in the community, you can't help the community because you don't know the needs of the community. That's just fundamentally just down to the wire.
Living in the community or...
No. See, you don't have to be living in the community that you're helping. But you have to still be in it. You have to be a driving force in it, a recognizable force in it, to be even comfortable with the citizens in that community to where they're able to talk to you and relay what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, scenario, if I move right now from where I'm at to somewhere in the suburbs, should I be still helping this community or should I change over to helping the one where I just moved into? No, I'm continuing to help the one I came from because where I came from, there's many who need to move and make that transition just like me. You know what I'm saying? So don't go from me just coming and spreading, you know, I give some people some free lunches over here or, you know, I give some people some, you know, some homes, some clothes over here and know when that's not the primary necessity within the community. Within the community, they need grocery stores. Within the community, they need community-owned businesses. They need economic classes. They need parenting classes. These are the needs, you know what I'm saying? So I'm talking about this type of stuff. I can give you stuff all day. If I give you something at 9 a.m., is you still, or is you not still homeless at 9 p.m.?
Let's look at the African aid to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing it for how long? Decades now.
Yeah, for that.
So I'm saying just forking money over to feed the starving children still kids starving.
Right.
And that ain't helped them at all.
Anyway, okay, then.
You're supposed to teach a man to fish, right?
So did it not help him, or is it not real then? Because, like you said, it's been going on for decades, the same geographical locational group of people can't still be hungry decades later if you've been sitting in Asia. So, you know what I'm saying?
It's false aid.
Yeah.
It's aid cloaked in something else. Cloaked in, we really give you this aid to appease you.
Yeah.
To turn them up. Like,
we know how the African aid help came with also, you know, it came with, don't come back to this.
Missionary work.
So, you know, it boils down to you accept this missionary work at the same time.
So it boils down to religion, but...
Yeah, that's what it came down to.
Because that's a lot of the missionaries or the people that go over there are missionaries.
Yeah. So we approach you in a Christianic way to get you comfortable and think that we do want to help you. And then in return, if you don't accept it, we can't help you. So... You can't come into the Christian.
So, could there be conditional community service then?
Well, yeah.
only helping you through what I'm giving you?
I mean,
or is it just supposed to be out the love of your heart?
People need it. People commercialize to think that it's not. They say, well, when you get to gift giving, it's the thought that counts.
Mm.
Okay, now think about it then. Think about it. Just bring it to the lowest denomination. If it's the thought that counts, and I'm homeless, and the only thing you could think about was giving me a meal for the nowness, you didn't think much of it. Now, I've been homeless before, so I know this to be true. You didn't think much of me for real. You thought on the surface of what you saw, I'm homeless, maybe. Food or something. I might have just ate.
What if you look at it like this, to where if we talk about a homeless person and what a person walking past him since here, not every person walking past can change that person's life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one person can sign him over for the next couple hours with $2 for a meal. Another person can bind him over to go get him.
The thing we do is we start to build a line of communication with these people. Therefore, you know how to help them. So, okay, on your 9 to 5, if you say when you get to work, you have a conversation about the same man that you give 50 cents to every day. If you see him every day, and the only thing you can think about is giving him 35 cents.
Yeah. Same person every day.
That happens on people where they commute.
Because the same people work the same route.
Right. So speak to, I'm just speaking on this particular scenario.
Build
a relationship to where you can see where your help can be better aid for this person. Now. You know what I'm saying? Well, I got enough conversation with this person to know that that was a teacher. He just went bad somewhere. So I know how to aid him. I can possibly help him.
But then, there's a man. And I got to go to work. A little upset. I got to take the kids to school in the morning. I got to drop my girl off. I got to go to work. Got to add a sleep. Got to do my little side hustle. Got to do
work on
work. Man, I ain't got time to be helping nobody.
The work on the schedule.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What about that overtime?
What about the overtime? You don't do it all the time. Don't do it all the time.
Man,
there's always time for us to help people that's less fortunate.
Because
the next person ain't got nothing to do.
When they ask for the dollar at Rite Aid, I give it to them.
I sometimes give it because I recognize y'all from the being in the community as some of y'all is panhandling hustlers too. You know what I'm saying? So it comes with
my
in the community.
So, we Home Depot or Walmart, they ask me to contribute that extra dollar for this or that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do, but that's my community service. I never do that.
That's community service, though.
Nah, that's Home Depot service.
They're pocketing us today.
I don't know what they're doing with it.
All they're doing exactly what the African things are doing, man. Administrative costs.
I see the same thing because I don't see it helping the schools and I don't see it helping the people.
Mm-hmm. We need you to pay us so that we can act.
See, the thing is, these things that we're talking about, if we in the community, we can plant them seeds. So we'll be talking to people. We be giving them conversation. You're not looking at them like they a specific class. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's a race. That's a homeless race.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to say that, then you got to say that's the gay race. You know, y'all a specific race because it's the same type of situation. That's a pedophilian race. You know what I'm saying? When you're going to get political, that's what you.
Pedophile, free pedophile.
Yeah, that's if you're going to be for real, that's how you got to address it. And so what I'm saying is, you can't walk around saying I'm a community servant foundation or a company or whatever, and you're not in the fucking community.
But does the actions speak louder than words?
Some of the actions don't because they got the proper income or they're doing the proper hustle to give them that commercial look. To where they can get it bigger and better. You know what I'm saying? Because I know a friend of mine who started one. He had money. He was able to start and start a couple steps ahead of somebody else who wasn't starting one. You know what I'm saying? So it looked like, oh, that's nice. It's booming.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't booming nothing. It was having something. Which, I mean, look, I don't knock nobody's hustle. I'm just saying, when you get moving energy in a positive like that, you can't walk, can't do two of those, can't do those. Well, you can't pay a community service and then you use that money for something else that you don't get put into your life. So that's what the blueprint is for, to let people know.
State community service, man. False flag and community. We're calling them out.
This is the call out. We don't start seeing y'all in the community. Every time I run across one of them companies or foundations that say this is what we do, I'm checking your accolades and putting you on blast. You ain't helping. I ain't talking about, oh, we came out to the, when so-and-so got shot. Man, that's not serving the community. That's, you want to be seen. Came out
about, I have a program. Program for kids.
Okay, that can
youth
be.
Youth volleyball, summer camp.
That community service. Giving the kids something to do.
It's a grant. You get paid.
That's cool.
You
deserve that.
Yeah. You innovator. Yeah. You got the ingenuity. Create something else, something more proactive.
It's helping people become progressive, and at the same time, you using what your portion that you gaining for ain't even being exploited. You didn't go out and buy a Cadillac. Make small improvements at on your home. You help your wife go back to school. You help your kids even get into the league if they couldn't afford it before. So, yeah, when it's like that, that's what community service is for. Not for I got these grants.
That's the program that serves the community. That,
not I got a Bentley in the driveway and I'm supposed to go CEO. Oh,
never. That's ideal, actually. That would be more ideal than, like, you know, out there doing something like community service.
Yeah,
it's structured.
I mean, it's two levels. You could be on that end. You could be on that end, or you can be on the vanguard end, the end that I choose, where you out there for real, hand to foot. We picking up the trash, we painting shit, we fixing this, we helping you with your garden, we helping you with your lawn. That's the need that we're too. We need both ends.
Oh, yeah.
We need both ends. You know what I'm saying? Because every young man is not book smart. Every young woman is not book smart. But you got some young women who are able to do horticulture real quick. You got some dudes who, you know, is hefty, they strong, so they can work that wheelbarrow. We use that all the way around.
And you use community service as a learning tool. Kids learn a different way.
Yeah, different trades and stuff too.
Right. And you instill your culture in your community.
Right.
Doing service.
That's real community.
That's part of what the community service is about. It's really building that cultural connection between people.
And it carries over, too, because community, like I said, it is not inbound to the square in which how people are giving it to us. So imagine we can also do stuff like after-school programs. So we take that community service into the home. We start to learn some of the parents, you know what I'm saying, speak to the parent, make it neighborly again. Well, when I come outside, hey, how you doing over there? Well, I'm good, about to cut the grass. Want me to get that for you? Yeah, because I got the kids in here. Well, go ahead, man, I'm out of here. And then later on, you got $10 for my kid to cut your grass. No, I don't. Well, okay, bitch, I'm going to fuck your lawn up. No, we ain't going there, you know what I'm saying? We're going to take care of stuff. Like, community service, the blueprint, to the grid of it all, Blog Talk Radio, back at you, man. Back at you, man. Every time we come at you, we
back and better than ever.
To the brick. So,
yeah, cause this is for the white meat, though.
Yeah, this right here.
This gets all the people that talk about what they, you know what I'm saying, they're trying to improve the community. They want change, you know, all these shootings. Man, how are we going to change the community? How are we going to stop these people from killing our boys? Black on black violence. What's the solution? So we got to start doing serving the community.
Serving the community.
It starts that from there.
Yeah. How can you
how can you
expect them people to do something different when you haven't put something different out there for them to do?
You ain't building a psychology that says this is yours.
Right.
Because when you serve the community, you're saying this is mine.
I
got to protect them.
Yeah.
This is ours. We got to build a team and we got to protect them. Get organized, build something so that we can keep it looking good up to a certain standard.
One of my little things I got going for this weather coming up. We're gonna get back to street clubs, having street club meet for streets that are respectable, quiet streets. You know what I'm saying? Remember Block Watch back in the day and stuff like that. We get back to the street clubs, but you know a lot of people hear the Block Watch. That's how they're phasing. So back to the street clubs, where once a month, everybody on the street get together and make sure we talk about the issues on that particular street.
I did a barbecue, a potluck.
If we get it on the street that I'm thinking about, we got a garden on the street, so real veggies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They eat meat, so I mean, they're gonna have to have a lot of.
He said they eat meat, like that's a minority or something. Us big vegetarians is a minority.
You know how that goes, so, man.
They're meat eaters.
You know, that's how it goes, man. Community service.
Yeah, that's a beautiful idea, because that again builds connections between people.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how you build a community. We know that now we don't have a community.
Right.
We talk about a community, being a community, but we ain't even neighborhoods. We don't know our neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's why they call us hood.
Call it hood.
The hood.
They gave us that, though.
We need to develop the neighbor part.
You always don't take it, so if I swipe everything off the table and then just put the sauce that we want meal on, you
got to eat.
But everybody eat from the same plate, though.
Got it.
So it wasn't just the fact that we took it. That's what we was that all you were served. They put
or
it off that.
You never really understood that you can make your own meal.
Mm, yeah. Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
You had to relearn, though.
Mm-hmm. Got to relearn.
We took off neighbors, so that went with neighbors. We gave you hood where there is no cooking your own. There's a fast food on the fucking
fast table. Food on every corner.
Yeah, there's a liquor store on every corner.
Every corner.
The mamas ain't cooking because they're in front of the TV watching soap operas. Mm-hmm. Jerry Springer, shit like that.
Empire.
Scandal.
Yeah.
Empire, all right.
We're going to skip
on Empire. We're talking about stuff like Scandal.
Oh, they're all in the same boat.
Nah. Don't let me go in.
Oh, no, on the Empire.
I'm
saying, Candle. But no, that's, you know, community is that, too. Because I remember at that time at night, we were still outside. Neighbors were still outside. Mm-hmm. Grandma and granddaddy, they weren't in front of the TV at 10:30, 11. They were turning up on foot.
Right, chilling, man.
Calling to the neighbor from port to port.
Well, talk about the summer. Don't even talk about the summer.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? The kids, you know what I'm saying?
People
kicking it on one person's porch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody chilling.
Or depending on where your house was, where that house was with the street light, y'all might be able to still play a little bit of football.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as y'all keep the noise down, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We just got to get back to that, man. We got to get back to people quit thinking that their personal agenda is really any bigger than anybody else's, and you ain't no further than the person pushing your agenda to.
And that goes back to that individualized thinking. We got to think as a group.
Right. Now, I'm not saying, and here go the top again, I'm not saying once you start doing better that you're not supposed to think you're doing better. That's not what I'm saying. So when I'm doing better, I know I'm doing better. There's no way I can't. You start to recognize things, you start to be better, though. Who are authentic to it, then start lending your help and service to those who are worthy of your help because they was in the same boat you was in before you started doing it, before you started getting where you was at. That's giving back. You know what I'm saying? Because one of your friends, you made a hit the lottery. Let's say you hit the lottery. Or say you got into that work, they set it out. You got $100,000 or $7,000 or whatever. You know that you ain't fucking smart. You got money now. But before you got that money, you and your dude or your female friend didn't talk about building a ice cream shop in the community that would bring people back out to picnic this type of atmosphere.
Mm.
You don't want to hear it now because you got that money.
Got that bread.
So you don't, that idea to you no longer exists.
Small potatoes. Mm.
Yeah, when actually your 250
is gone.
Should be gone because you still ain't smart. You're not gonna put it to where it can work back for you, it's just going to be extended.
the ones that's at zero balance is at zero. Okay, you have no investment mind. Like, we need to recognize that. If I'm not the taker and my buddy is, but I got them funds, we gonna sit down at the table.
Crabs in the barrel.
And let's get it. You know what I'm
saying? Crabs in the barrel. Instead of reaching in the barrel and trying to build bridges, build a rope for motherfucking crabs who got the nigga at the bottom can always crawl up to the top. You know what I'm saying? That type of line that we create that is crabbing at each other and pulling each other back down.
Right.
And we need to reach back and pull motherfuckers out.
And I've been to, like I said, I'm affiliated with several community services. I've seen several levels of community service or what one considers community service. I like to get involved. If we're joining a community service with another foundation or another org, get with them. Cross-reference information. You know what I'm saying? See what events and areas that they're in. Because there's a bunch of communities that need help. I mean, yeah, mine, that's where I focus on mine because it's my family and the people come around. And yeah, I want to nurture that, but if I'm going to nurture that, I have to nurture the surrounding ones too, because what if my family member move on first time? They suffering because they know
or you talk like that. Let me think about how community service is really chess, not checkers.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Right. You really plan for down the line. You plan for that kid who's 10 years from now to be CEO. So that it could be a person who can help you because you're the fellow 10 years from now. You know what I'm saying? You ain't guaranteed this to last and to keep up, and that's why you build a community. Because everybody ain't guaranteed to last. You got to build some safety nets within your community, not Social Security.
Right.
That ain't going to work.
The true community service should be almost like a free college education. Everything that you learn when you leave home and go live on a campus, fuck it through living. It's simple as that. So when you finish, you don't need to pay back no $70,000 loan because everything that you prepared yourself for to do for the rest of your life is already done.
Man, reality. Your trip away that you take, that we normally take for college, should be like a business training trip. You know what I'm saying?
Like
that should be post-college, which is really college we should be getting earlier, for real. But then you go take your trip and do an internship in Nigeria or something, or Miami, you know what I'm saying, as a business internship for a couple of years. That's really what that should be.
But, you know, that's just the country which is pretty tough.
That's
just,
we create our own system.
Yeah. That's what we got to do, man. To the grid of it all, Blog Talk Radio, man. Soup Train for Community Service. We're giving it to y'all. So y'all at Community Service org and everybody that's listening, please listen in, man. It's not about giving a hot dog, a pair of socks, a hat, a basket, anything like that. That's food. I'm not trying to make the community that's already suffering obesity. I'm not trying to give you poor eating habits. I'm not trying to go out and buy these clothes and stuff like that and try to give you polos and all this because I'm trying to get you away from that materialistic value anyway. I'm also not trying to just keep putting change in your pocket because I'm trying to show you how to become a pocket manager.
So when those things you just ran down, they made me think like a lot of what community service out there is really propaganda bills.
Yeah.
They're trying to get you to a they're giving somebody something so they can become right. They can become needy and need what you have to give them. You know what I'm saying? Or if you have a hidden agenda with the community service, they'll give you this, but you got to.
That's why I don't do TV on stuff. That's why I don't do community services when you really. I do it sometimes because that's how we work out here. But all they're going to do is community service being a scheduled thing. I dig it being an org thing, and then those who spark the org do it whenever and however much frequently they want to turn it up. You know what I'm saying? Not just every once so-and-so and so-and-so. Leave it open. Have that particular type of networking open to where at any day of the week, any member can go do a community service at any various of places. You know what I'm saying? I might get off work Wednesday, and maybe I was going to see my sons, and maybe they got something to do, and I got to, like, 5, 6,
free hours. I don't want to lay down and go to sleep. I want to do something productive. I could be able to look at my org memorandum thing and find something to do and do it. We should be able to provide all that type of stuff. There should never be a place in our community where we can't go to this. The library is always open to us for tutors of the community to come in and sit in and just be there to help with them, kids out of school, with homework and stuff. There shouldn't be none of them high rises that don't have volunteers within the lobby and hanging around, well, the elders or up. Those huge plazas, there should always be some community servers around and try to keep them tidy. There ain't really a city guard, so don't come and stop no shoplifters, you know, simply stop us, you know, help the women with bags to this bar, you know, stuff like that. We shouldn't have our women going to jail for leaving a damn dog in the car. There's bigger issues than somebody going to jail for leaving a fucking dog in the car. When if we had community servers, all you had to do was say, sir, I left the dog in the car. Didn't mean you was a bad person enough. Mm-hmm. We had something to do. I was here to provide community service so that it would make your day easier. Mm-hmm. That's the type of stuff we should be doing, man. That's community service to me, being out here. Recognized for that, not, you know. Yeah, I've been involved with one where we was in magazines and stuff like that. And the fact who, if you about to turn up to that magnitude of service, not, it's just propaganda. We only see people on the next poster. Really doing it, people start to recognize you like your face or just whatever, a person just doing whatever, and then, hey, that's so-and-so. You start to get gifts. Mm-hmm. You don't ask for nothing. You start to, everything you get from that point on, it be given to you. You done ran across a, somebody gave you a key to a smug and say, I'll keep it. What about, community service as a political tool.
Yeah.
A politician using community service.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Using it to get elected. I mean, you know, we can, at the end out there, we can learn things. Then we can attend those community service meetings and put those things on the chopping block in public. Because we out here. I know that building down there with them elders ain't got no heat. Not because they keep complaining to you, because I spent a night down there in the lobby serving my community and there's no heat. If you really know, I really know. And I really know you need to do something about it. Then we go out and sit in and I protest. Or they demand that what they do. They don't want a lobby full of people. You're not moving. You're on the floor. Occupying space. It's bad for business. That's the only thing on their mind.
Yeah, spending no money.
Let's get them out of
here. To the grid of it all, Blog Talk Radio. Y'all,
blue paper community service. We just gave y'all so much.
Listeners, that's what it's about, y'all.
Get out there, man. Really come in and serve in the community. Get with us.
Love the people.